So you want to kind of bit the emails? Right. Well, let's start at the beginning. Is this thing working? Oh, I see. My name's Bob Servant, and I'm 62 years old. Last year, I won a computer in the bowling club raffle, but the only emails I got were spam. It got right on my nerves, so I started writing back. Then some grass told the BBC, and here we all are. This week, I get the best Indian takeout I've had for a while. I hope you enjoy it.
From Bangalore Global to Bob Servant. Subject, make more income today.
Dear sir or madam, we are Bangalore Global, an Indian specialist in the production of rubber belts for industrial factory purposes. We are trying to penetrate the European market and are looking for local people to receive payment in bank wire transfers and resend to us after deducting a commission. Best regards, Mahendra Singh, Administration Manager for Bangalore Global.
Hello, Mahendra. Bob Servant here. Most of my work experience belongs in Dundee's dog-eat-dog window-cleaning world and the devil-may-care cheeseburger van scene. I'm not sure how that CV would appeal to Bangalore Global, but if it does, then sign me up. Your servant, Bob Servant.
Hello, Bob. It sounds like you are quite the businessman, and that makes you perfect because you will understand the importance of trust. Within a matter of days, you can expect to be making money.
Mahendra, that's fantastic. Things clearly move quickly in the rubber belt world, and that's just fine with me. I was out in town earlier and had the most wonderful idea while walking past the Fatima Whitbread Memorial Fountain.
Whitbreads, dummy!
We're going to need to store the rubber belt somewhere, and I was wondering if you'd like to rent my garage. There's plenty of room, because I don't keep much in there. An old bicycle, set of golf clubs, and about 25,000 jazz mags.
Thank you for this offer, Bob. It is very pleasing for us to see you thinking like a good businessman, but Bob, this role will not involve you being sent belts directly. Do you understand? And to let you know, Bob, I also like jazz.
Morning, Mahendra. Firstly, I think we're talking about different types of jazz. Secondly, obviously, once I become a fully paid employee, I'm going to need a uniform. Well, here's the plan. I'm going to get a boiler suit off a contact at the Michelin factory, smuggle it home on the bus, and absolutely go to town on it. On the front left chest, I'll have the Bangalore Global logo. On the front right chest, I'll put my initials, you know, like football managers have. And then on the back, I'm going to stick luminous letters saying, "Oi, are you laughing at us? Shut up, or we'll rubber belt you." Underneath that, I'll have Bangalore Global rubbering belts all over the world since 1932. You ain't seen nothing yet. What do you think? It's dinner time here, even though I think it's only breakfast time with you. And the funny thing is, we're probably both in our pyjamas.
Bob, I'm really impressed with you, and I must say you could be one of our best staff. The uniform sounds perfect, but for now, it is time to send your details and be ready to earn commissions. I am in the office now, Bob, so I am not wearing pajamas.
No problem, Mahendra. I'm with the Bank of Scotland in Broughty Ferry, and I usually deal with the guy with the glasses. All the best, Bob Servant, Head of Scottish Operations for Bangalore Global.
Bob, there is a lot more information needed than that. I need your full account details. Yours, Mahendra Singh, Administration Manager for Bangalore Global.
Hi, Mahendra. No problem. Bob Servant, Administration Manager for Bangalore Global.
Bob, that is my job. You are the Scotland manager. Understand? Mahendra Singh, Administration Manager for Bangalore Global.
Mahendra, sorry, you've lost me. All the best, Bob Servant, Administration Manager for Bangalore Global.
Bob, I am the Administration Manager for Bangalore Global. You are the Scotland Manager.
Mahendra, no problem. Sorry for any confusion. Yours faithfully, Bob Servant, Scotland Manager and Chairman of Bangalore Global.
Bob, just forget the job title. It is not important. Please send your account details to earn a commission.
Good evening, boss. I hope you're well. Sorry for the delay in getting back to you, but I've been extremely busy today organising the Bangalore Global Scotland Operations launch party. Now, I know from bitter experience, if you want Dundee folk to respect you, then you need to throw a decent party. So here's the plan. There's going to be me and two others. I'll invite the boy from the Bank of Scotland with the glasses. He's always very friendly, and it would be good to keep him sweet. For the other guest, I'm very proud to say that I've put in an official Bangalore Global invitation to the former Dundee United goalkeeper, Hamish McAlpine.
Fine save by McAlpine.
With regards to location, I think you'll agree that an Indian restaurant would be appropriate. And I've provisionally booked a table for three tomorrow at Willie's Indian Palace in Grey Street. Can I stick this one through on expenses?
Hello, Bob. That is a good idea to have a party. Please keep a note of what you spend for our information.
Morning, Mahindra. Things are falling into place for tonight's party. I just nipped into the Bank of Scotland and invited the guy with the glasses. He got all shy and said he thought I'd never ask, which was a bit odd, but at least he's on board. There's still no confirmation from the star guest, but I was in Stewpot's bar earlier, and apparently the barman is cousins with Hamish McAlpine.
Oh, great save!
That was a welcome surprise, so I left it with him to chase it up.
Bob, I am glad to hear the preparations are going well, but please do not forget to send back the form.
Mahindra, hold on to your turban. I've got some big news. Hamish McAlpine will be coming to the Bangalore Global launch party.
Is that Hamish McAlpine?
I was just in Stewpot's and the barman announced to the whole bar that his famous cousin would be coming to my party. What a moment it was. Lots of laughing and cheering. I felt about 10 feet tall. Once that died down, I gave a brief speech about Bangalore Global and how we're looking forward to wowing the Dundee public with our rubber belts. Right. I better go and do my hair. I've invited the local paper on the back of the Hamish news.
Bob, that is good about the paper, but remember, we do not want much publicity. But what is really important is that you at least send me your address before the party.
Is that Hamish McAlpine?
Hi, Mahindra. The countdown's on, and if you could see me right now, you'd probably explode with pride because I look very smart and I've thrown together the most wonderful side party. Okay, I better go and iron the biler suit. My address is 683 Humberdink Avenue.
Now, Bob, we are in fact very worried because we just looked up 683 Humberdink Avenue in Dundee and we cannot find it on any map at all. We expect our people to be professional and not lie to us, Bob. What is going on? This is critical.
Well, this certainly is critical, Mahindra. Are you suggesting that I'm lying? How dare you? My address is not listed on the internet because I've been pestered for years by a woman from Lochee who thinks I stole her walk. The idea that I would steal a walk from a woman in Lochee is completely laughable. But there's no arguing with some people. And in the end, I had to ensure that my address did not appear in the phone book or on the internet.
Bob, this seems strange about the address because I don't know why they would hide the whole street. But okay, let's not have a fight over this because I know you're a good man.
Good morning, boss. You better sit down, because I have some news which will shake Bangalore Global to its core. To say that last night didn't go well is like saying Hiroshima spoiled a few picnics. Firstly, Hamish McAlpine never turned up.
Is that Hamish McAlpine?
No. It turns out that the barman at Stewpot's doesn't know him at all. He's just a stupid liar who thinks he's funny. So then when I got to Willie's Indian Palace and realised that the guy from the bank was a no-show, well, I started to panic. There was just this ropey bird sitting at a table. But then she goes,
"Over here, Bob."
And I look closer. And it was the guy from the bank. He had misunderstood the whole thing and thought me and him were going on some sort of date. Mahindra, the guy turned up covered in makeup and wearing a dress. I'm honest enough to admit that I completely lost the plot. Unfortunately, the local paper got wind of events and ran with some sensational nonsense this morning. Oh, Mahindra, this is a disaster. The newspaper article is attached.
Chaos reigned at a Broughty Ferry restaurant last night after a local man required medical treatment following what witnesses called a moment of madness from his dining companion. What was supposed to be the launch party of Indian rubber belt manufacturer Bangalore Global ended with police being called and Bob Servant, 62, of the definitely real Humperdinck Avenue, being charged with breach of the peace. According to witnesses, there were problems from the moment Mr. Servant arrived at Willie's Indian Palace in Grey Street to find his male friend wearing women's clothing.
When he saw his pal was in a dress, he totally lost it,
said restaurant owner Willie Cashmere.
He was shouting, "What the hell is going on?"
And,
"Where's Hamish?"
Mr. Cashmere says his staff were
too scared
to tackle Mr. Servant, who then proceeded to dine in silence with his companion. A situation seemingly ended when Mr. Servant felt that he had been cheated out of his share of the naan bread.
That was when things got totally out of hand,
said Mr. Cashmere.
The two of them started shouting and fighting and it spilled out onto the street. We locked the doors, but we could see Mr. Servant stuffing the naan bread into his friend's mouth, eh? Shouting, "Why are you making me do this to you?" I tell the waiter to close the curtains and we didn't open them until we heard the sirens.
A Tayside police spokesman today confirmed that Mr. Servant's future behaviour would be closely observed.
Bob, it certainly sounds like the evening did not go as planned, but sometimes when men get together and there is alcohol, these things can happen. I am hopeful that you can get this cleaned up, because you cannot work with us in jail, can you?
Hello, Mahendra. Well, my friend, I don't know how to say this, so I'll just say it. It's over. The fat lady has sung, the train's arrived at the station, and the pigeons have come home to roost. Oh, Mahendra, we've had good times, haven't we? We've worked hard to get Bangalore Global the respect it deserves, but along the way, we've had a laugh and found a common love of jazz. But things change, my friend. I'm holding up my hands and taking a long walk. And Mahendra, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that old Bob Servant has lost his bottle. Maybe you're right, Mahendra. Maybe you're right. But it's the newspaper. They just wouldn't leave me alone. They wanted their pound of flesh, and this morning I gave it to them. I'd just like to say how much I've enjoyed working with you, Mahendra, and that I can't believe this is goodbye. I'm stopping now, before I start crying. I love you, Mahendra. You were more than a boss, and I will never, ever forget you. P.S. Here's the article.
A Broughty Ferry man who sparked havoc in a local restaurant at the weekend has today announced that he is cutting all ties with his employers. Bob Servant, 62, said, "I was approached by Bangalore Global's head honcho, Mahendra Singh, a few weeks ago after we were introduced by the people who make the internet. Mahendra and I were determined that Bangalore Global would get a real foothold in Dundee and spread the word about our wonderful rubber belts. But after the launch party disaster, my world has been turned upside down. I have reluctantly accepted that the Dundee public has not reacted to rubber belts as I hoped they would. For now, though, me and Bangalore Global are through, and I would like to publicly appeal my ban from Willie's Indian Palace and the Bank of Scotland. People are behaving like communists, and it has to stop."
Hello, Bob. I laugh a lot when I read your email, and I want to say that I knew you were a joker from the start. I was just playing along.
Oh, you were you? You know what, Mahendra? You're a right little scamp with a thieving and that. But I have to say, I don't think you're a bad wee chap at heart. So where are you really from? Fife?
No, Bob, I am from India. But the factory may have been a fabrication.
Ah, not to worry. So was Humperdinck Avenue.
You are a clown. You make me laugh.
I'm glad to hear it. You keep your nose clean, you wee rascal.
Okay, you too, Bob.
In the Bob Servant emails by Neil Forsyth, Bob Servant was played by Brian Cox. Yes, that's Brian Cox. Mahendra Singh by Sanjeev Kohli, and the local journalist by Lewis McLeod. The Bob Servant emails were directed by Marilyn Imrie and produced by Owen Bell.